To begin, I want you to take a deep breath in and hold it for a moment. And as you let it out, close your eyes and relax completely. One more breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and as you let it out, let go of any tension or tightness in your body so you become more and more relaxed. So each time you breathe in oxygen, refreshing your body, energizing your body, and each time you breathe out, you release tension and tightness so you get into this beautiful cycle of ever deepening and deepening relaxation that quietens the conscious mind so you can pay attention to the deeper part of who you are, the unconscious mind, where the power exists, where the passion exists, where the ability to change things in profound, meaningful ways in a moment can happen. One more deep breath in, and as you let it out, notice that there's a part of you, a part of your psyche that knows that you need to pick up the phone and make the calls. Make the calls that will allow you to grow your practice, to grow your business. That part of you, if you could make the calls in the way that you want, notice what benefit that gets for you. And notice from that benefit, being able to connect with people, close deals, how it adds value to your life, value to your bottom line, allows you to do what you want to do to not only grow your practice, look after yourself and your family, but to prove to yourself that you have the ability to be at the top of your profession. And as you think about that ability to pick up the phone and have those conversations in the way that you want, to make those connections, to make those appointments, to close those deals, I want you to see yourself 2 years out in the future as you've got this ability and it gets stronger and stronger each time you use it. What that looks like, that you 2 years out, that has been closing business at that level and better as you go along. Take a look at that you out there and notice the level of passion, happiness, accomplishment, recognition. When you see that you out there, that you says thank you. And that you warns you that there's another part of you that wants you to do something else, not pick up the phone. Maybe do some busy work to keep yourself occupied. I want you to just think about that other part, the counterpart that wants you to pick up the phone and do and achieve greatness, that part, the one that makes you hesitate. Notice what it's trying to do for you. Now, it could be trying to keep you safe or protect you from unwanted rejection. Whatever that thing it wants you to do, notice if it's successful at doing that, keeping you from that stress, rejection. What it does is it provides you protection. And if it provides you protection in the way that it wants, that protection becomes the shield, the very thing that allows you to take action in the way that you want, to build the practice that you want, to build the connections that you want that allow you to make that future real. So that future you that's warning you about that counterpart is actually saying, no, don't try and avoid it. Embrace it. Because if you embrace it, you realize that it wants the exact thing for you. When you realize both these parts, the one that wants you to take action and be great at this, and the one that wants to stop you only to make sure you know you're safe, that you know you're protected, and from that protection and safety, you can take action in a more meaningful way, that they both want you to take action, they both want you to make those connections, and they both want you to get those appointments, make those deals, and build that life that allows you to get the recognition, to get the financial freedom, to get the success, to get the ability to accomplish whatever you put your mind to. Take another deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and as you let it out, I want you to see yourself in a moment picking up the phone, making that first call. See yourself picking up that phone, having that first conversation. See yourself masterfully handling objections and getting to the point where that prospect says, yes, I want to set up an appointment with you, or I want to talk to you now for 5 or 10 minutes. I want you to see yourself doing that and notice how you sit, how you breathe, what that conversation's like. Look at your face. Are you smiling? Are you relaxed? Are you making those connections? And as you see yourself doing that, I want you to figure out what you need to do to make that experience even better. And it could be your posture or how you interact with a person or the ritual you do just before you pick up the phone. Whatever that is, that small thing you need to improve to make that movie better, to give you better results, make those changes now. And then I want you to step into that movie and see yourself being elegant, powerful, making appointments, and building that book of business that's going to allow you to build that amazing future you from 2 years out that has the ability to grow a practice, to close deals, to build relationships, and to build the life that you want. When you're ready, I want you to listen to the music and just slowly come back in the room. And in about 25 seconds, the music's going to stop. And when it stops, that'll be your cue to take a deep breath in, pick up the phone, and take action and make this future a reality.